This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today we're going to give Divrei Zichron Hesped. One of the Gedolei HaTorah, Gedolei HaPoskim of our generation that we lost last week, Meir Rabbi, Hagoyin HaGadol, Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, Zecher Tzadik, Livracha. I begin by saying, Rabbi, Rabbi, Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Lefarashav. The Chassam Sofer used this pasuk to lament, to be maspid, his great Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler. Avi Avi, Rechev Yisrael Lefarashav. The Chassam Sofer quotes from Chazal. What's the double lashon? Avi Avi. Avi. The repetition. Avi Avi. Rechev Yisrael Ufarasha. And he explains that there's two Avis, there's two fathers. There's a father that brings you to this world and is concerned about your well-being in this world. And then there's Avi, which is Le'elam Abba. He's concerned with the Ruchnius to bring the child to Elam Abba. Avi, Avi, Elam Azeh. Avi, Avi, the double Lashon is also Elam Abba, this world and that world. Atidas is Vaselisha screamed out when he saw Eliyahu Navi Zavek. Avi, Avi, Avi be'Elam Azeh. Avi le'Elam Abba. Father for this world and a father to bring you to the next world. And at the das at Elisha, the Canaan given, when he sees that Eliyahu Navi went up b'Se'ara Shemaima, fragt dich Sam Sefer, the Gemara in Babinziya tells us that Rabbi is Kedim Le'aviv. Sai for the din of COVID, sai for the din of Ashava Saveda. A Rebbe comes first. And why does he come first? The Gemara says, She'aviv mevi'ay le'elam azeh. V'rabbi mevi'ay le'elam haba. Fragt dich Sam Sefer. So then what's the pshat? Avi Avi. A Rebbe is le'elam haba. Mashen came, Daltat is le'elam azeh. So why is he using a double lashon to connotate that he was Avi Be'elam Azeh? This is what the Chassam Sofer is Meir. Avi Avi, Avi Be'elam Azeh, and Avi Le'elam Abba. But the Gemara says the Tata is Le'elam Azeh, and the Rebbe is Le'elam Abba, and Memele Avedas Rabbi. Covid Rabbi is kaid. The Dar stelt sich der Sam Seif in the Drashes and his Hesped on the Nassin Adler Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And the Sam Seif explains Avada the Rebbe, his Tzvek is supposed to be to bring you Leila Mabba. Oh, but it doesn't take away the fact that he's also Avi Be'ela Mazeh, that he's Mechuyev. The Rebbe, das ist der Avoid of a Rebbe. What is the job of a Rebbe? It's taka be'ilam hazeh also. It's taka to be busy with the tog teglecha, the needs, the problem, and the problems Sei de teure dicke problemen und sei a viele de gashmis dicke problems. Rebbe carries ovi beilam hazeh and ovi leilam abba. Yes, ovi, I don't know, atata real is leilam hazeh, the physical world. And the Rebbe officially is leilam abba, but it doesn't take away the achrayus, a real Rebbe. What is a Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael? What is a Rebbe? Rebbe means he cares about the Talmud. He cares about every part of the Talmud's life. Every day. Sai his ruchnius. Sai his gashmius. Masel taf haben in Leben is echet. The achrayus, the responsibility of the Rebbe. Rebbe, we talk avi. You avi to me, you avi to all the Talmidim. And you avi to the whole duh. Got involved. Rebbe used to get involved in simple, mundane things. Talk about a goy in Adi. Ganz halacha, the halachische part of Claudius Salzgeven, it was all on his shoulders, and yet you could see him being busy. Simple things from Talmidim, from people that had no Shaykhist him. They come in, Gebeten, Rebbe, and he got involved. Now the Pshat is Rechev Yisrael Ufarashav means Avi Avi. He carries the burden. Side the Ruchni is inside the Gashmis. And I want to tell you another thing. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in Abayka Vad Erev. And Yisrael comes and asks him, Adua Ateye Shev Levadecha V'chala'am Nitzav Alecha Min Abayka Vad Erev. From morning to night. Min Boikev Aderev. It's not a guzma. Min Boikev Aderev. Stomach didn't take any breaks. It was mamish Min Boikev Aderev. But Moshe Rabbeinu answers, what's the shayla vada? Ki yilem re dover, dover. They have something, dover, epis. Dover. What is dover? It's a hub and epis. The first pasuk. So there's actually a few things here in the pasuk. Lidreish elikim to be dairish to Eibishter, and then kiyilem davar ba'elai. So it's obviously a second thing. Pshatav in the pasuk Rabbeisai. So not zwei Sachen da. The first thing is Vayayim and Moshe Lechaisnai. Why am I sitting mit Boikav Ad Erev? Kiyelem Kiyavei Layam Lidreish. Lidreish Alekim. What does Lidreish Alekim mean? What does it mean? And then Kiyelem Dover Beilai V'Shafati B'Nishim V'Yayim. So the Ramban says that what's the pshat that they come lidrei shalikim? Heishiv meishal echeis na itzichem em shiamdo lais man gadol min ayoyim. They have to take that time. It takes that much time to stand min aboikav ad erev. Ki lidvarim rabim boyim lefonai. Because they come for a lot of things. That's kiyilam dover. What does dover mean? Anything. They have epis. I have an epis. Today, we scream, who comes to the... Is it important? What is it? Rabbi, all the years, there was no screaming, there was no shamashim. Anybody, any kid, just stand there and ask, Rabbi, I need this, I need that. Epis, whatever it is, Gil and Dover.
Yeah.
And Dover is a lot. If you open the doors to Dover, It's Dvarim Rabin Boy Lefanai. Kiyove Elayhom Lidrei Shalikim Lehispalel Al Chaylehem Ulahidiyam Ayadabilehem. And he tells them what to tell, what to do. He gives them hadracha eitza, lohidiyam. Lohidiyam mayidabilehem. The chiddush of the Rabban, Rabbi says, ki ze yikare drishas alikim. That's called drishas alikim. You would think drishas alikim meant mizolherin, starke teire, mizolherin, nechreis, sisrei teire, grace is achen. It's not what it says here. They have problems. They have issues. Kielim dover, and that dover is a lot. Klal Yisrael, tzorchem rubim, and they come. Lispal al chileim to daven for their chilim. Uleidiyam mayidabilohem. He brings a raya that Shaul went to the Navi to ask him where his donkeys were. Say, bring the raya, hapele de gazach. Shaul doesn't know where his donkeys are. He tells him, before you go over to a god ladder. Say, yeah, but something bothers me. In my house, the electricity is not working. What are you bothering the God for? What are you worried? Does he drishas elikim tzokeyem their needs? Maybe had a mayor to kayach. Mundane things. He was there to help, and no matter who asked him, things that most people would say, "What's bothers the achleas? The chvel's going, velt's paisik." Got involved in it. Adarabi, he needs this, that. I myself saw so many times someone told him the car broke down. We started asking him about the car, how he could fix it, where he should go to fix it. What it does, Rabbi Sidaf bin Lelman, is called Lidrei Shalikim Valdos Tzarchei Klal Yisrael. It's very hard for us to understand that the tzayrach of Klal Yisrael becomes so important. It's an important thing. Lushmein is a kleinigkeit. Und das ist a Navi Eliyahu. Und das ist a Rebbe Avi Avi. As if you have Tata. The same way you come to the Tata. Und man sagt dem Tata, ich weiß, the electricity, the this, whatever the simple need is, can we gain to our tata? The Grace Rebbe is able to stell sich zu to that. This becomes Lidrei Shalikim to him. Asai vikums fregar Rebbe Kivege mit apsak halacha. Your needs becomes his Drisha Shalikim. Now the grace of Moshe Rabbeinu is vernommen mit them. The grace of Moshe Rabbeinu is vernommen mit them. I basically want to tell you a meritic pshat. You know, there's another thing also I saw by the Rebbe. It was something very special. He took on everything. I never saw him say no to anything. Anybody that came to him, whatever the problem was, whatever. But it's not so much that he did it. But it's how he did it. He took it on as if it's his own problem. He became involved in it. Kilos Sinish Yenims. See, mind, now it becomes my issue. And I want to tell you a mere dikavat. In Pasuk state, was Moshe Rabbeinu gesagt, that why do I stand in Baikav Aderev? Why do I stand in Baikav Aderev? Ki yilem davar ba'elai. A problem in pasuk. Yehlohem is lasher rabbi. No, a bayside. Ki yehlohem is lasher rabbi. So how can be boy like? It should be boyim. Boyim. Zekum. They're coming. Now how do you read the pasuk? Ki yehlohem dava. Boyim elai. They come. There's a meridike word for Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer says, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu was? You know what a gadol is? Kiyeh lohem, when the problem becomes between two people in Klal Yisrael, and then they come to the gadol, bah, it's not the people anymore. The problem kommt zu mir, es wird meine. It's not their problem anymore. It's not Boyim anymore. It's Boy. It comes to me. The problem comes to me. It becomes personal. That I'm mamish as if it's my problem. It's my child's problem. It's my brother's problem. We saw this all the years, Rabbeinu. We saw this all the years. Min bay kavad erev. There was no morning. There was no night. That room in Tayyavit Das, I don't think the Ilm understands. Every Rosh Hashiva has his room. It's like, see, his office and his room, right? It was his 11th grade classroom. That's where it was. It was an 11th grade classroom where he started teaching in Tayyavit Das. That was his room. And there was a refrigerator there. Refrigerator. Cup of milk and a coffee. I don't know. Are you from Tayyavit Das? You know what I'm talking about. There was no frills. There was no grace. He was able to come. Any kid in Tayyavit Das, the yeshiva, was able to just walk in. The grace of yeshiva, the grace of God. Do you know what went through his auspices? What his hashgach was about? That was faset. But went through his hand on a regular day. It was a world. The Tayyavit Das was simple. He came, he went, he sat. The blackboard behind him, with pictures that he drew about Gemaras, nothing. And that was Bo'ei Lai. The problem, everything came to him, and it became his personal problem. You know, Rabbi Say, there's a lot of points that we're going to touch on, because I think those that were close to him saw a different Rebbe, Rav Belsky, than what the world, I think, knew. And it's very important, Mizos Vashtein, because it's also part of Godless, it's also part of Lidrei Shalikim. Everyone knew he was a Goyim, and he knew everything, and his photographic memory, and then who didn't know? Alam das gewusst. Allah. But I don't know how much the Eilam knew, how much chesed, sein große Herz, how much Avos Yisrael he had. It was unbelievable. And you stood there, and you watched on a constant basis. You saw tremendous things. I want to tell you three stories, three maises that I myself witnessed. There was a bacha by me in yeshiva that used to come. You know, he needed a lot of kiruv, a lot of warmth. Good boy, fine a bacha, but you know, he was shy. And he needed vamkite. I was metapa with him. Yeshiva was in Queens, so he would eat shabbosim by different people in Queens. One Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he comes over to me and he tells me, this week I'm not going to be in Queens. I'm going to Brooklyn. So I asked him, where are you going? To Brooklyn? Who? By who? By who stays dying? So he says, I'm going to sleep by your relative. I'm going to eat the meals by Rabbi Belsky. Cook him money, he's going to eat the meals by Rabbi Belsky. Where did you come? We got invited. He comes to Bechlal to Rabbi Belsky. I see a smile because you know. Looks at me, well, you don't need an invitation to eat by Rabelski. Whoever shows up, eats by Rabelski. Whoever needs to skate up. I said, what? He doesn't know it. No, I'm gone. I was fascinated. I was moved by it. So I waited till after, you know, for the next week when he comes back. Was ist gewendet? How is the Shabbos table? He says, nobody knew anybody there. You could tell that no one had anything to do with anybody. Abdelsky was busy interacting and trying to make sure that everyone was comfortable. And he says, you know, I'm shy. So I had a hard time talking. He made me talk. He made me be part of the conversation. That's the chesed, the open chesed. I used to go there for Chumash. Soon I'll tell you about my kesha, how I came to. I never learned Tevedas. I'm going to tell you my kesha. But I used to go to a Chumash Friday. I used to give Erev Shabbos. I used to give a Chumash. And after the Chumash, I would sit, and this was a tremendous Matan Schara Bitzida that I had. It was Erev Shabbos. He had no place to run, and he didn't have big appointments. There was no chasanis, no meetings. So I was able to talk to him and learning shailas. I was once sitting there, and mishlachim started to come one after another. He took out a checkbook. He didn't even hear most of what they were telling him. It wasn't a gay a problem. Okay, good. He took out a checkbook and he started to write. Check one, another one, another one. So I looked at him. It's a lot of money he gave out. One after another. So he looks at me. He was very smart. Look, understanding what was bothering me. He says to me, "Was willst du fragen, Meisa? Hamevazes al yevazes yoyse mechaimish." That's what. That's only what's negated to the stocker. But he has another chiyuv. He has another obligation. And that's avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael is mechaiv. That you give a lot more than Meisa, and there's no problem mevazes al yevazes yoyse mechaimish. And he said to me, "I'll never forget the words." As dein Bruder kommt zu dir, sagt, er hat das schwere Matziv. Was dem sagen, you already had your Meisa limit? Would you say that? Meisa has nothing to do with this. Das hat eins zu tun. He says, you gotta, I think you remember the words he used was, that the Chamin Ahad say it, but have a heart. Forget about Meisa, touch with Meisa. This was greatness that we saw. Brilliance in learning. Brilliance in Havana, brilliance in Klal Yisrael, the Tzalke Klal Yisrael. I want to tell you another mice. I used to go to the OU occasionally, not a lot, but occasionally. I used to go to the Yosef Fund. I used to go to sit, fascinating to see what went on, the Shailas, unbelievable, from an ingredient to a Weltschiler. You know, you're talking about everything. So I mentioned to him something about someone that's in Lakewood that was going through a parsha. He stopped. Come and close the door. Now, who was in the room? I was in the room. Rabbi Yosef Fun. We brought another Talmud Chacham. The Safed, the diner, someone that used to sit and type. And he said, close the door. I want to tell you something. What this person's going through, I pashut can't take it. This person's pashut causes me so much pain. Sleepless nights. Anything I could do to help him, I would do it. Anything. I just can't take it. It's something I can't take. Tremendous avas Yisrael that he had. Tremendous, personal. Boy, Eli, it was his problem. Came his. Zevi Sinagir sein Kind. Zevi Sinagir sein Mishpacha. That's how he tackled Yenim's problem. How did he become my Rebbe? Grown Rebbe. All the years. I never learned in Tavidas. But I could say most of my learning, I think I learned from him. There's no question about it. Most of Big Chelik of it. It began in Camp Aguda. The summer that I was there, Rav Ruderman was there, which Rav Gifta, the Daily Yisrael. Rav Belsky was a young person at the time. He was no less godly. stood out. Mamish, like one of the Gedolim. Gedolim Yisar, of Gifter, of Udom. He was young. When I met him at the first few years, he was young. The Hashpa that we had. I was 18 at the time. And Masmidim, if you had a shear, if you gave a shear, so I guess it was, I don't remember if it was half price of the, or you had the summer for free, I don't remember. But I gave a shear, the night seder. I would give the night seder of Hilchas Tefillin for the, all the bar mitzvah boys, 12-year-old, 13-year-olds, Hilchas Tefillin. And I was only 18. And I felt uncomfortable. I didn't know, you know, how do you teach halacha l'maisa? I was a bach in yeshiva, versus. So I walked over to Rebbe and I tell him, Rebbe, you know, I don't know if I'm up to paskini halachas, kids. He tells me, what's the big deal? I'll learn with you. I know. I said, one-on-one? Yeah. Why not? When? After Shachris. So every day after Shachris, I would sit there. It began with Mishnah Berurah, and those that know Rebbe, it doesn't stay with just with Mishnah Berurah. It was all over. And then the phone calls would come. Sigeveni Beral. I was mesmerized by the caring. One-on-one was a psah. One-on-one. Well, just literally one-on-one. The Chachma, Yediyah Satayra. And that was it. Ever since then, I knew godless, mesmerized by his gayness. But there was so much about Camp Aguda, I don't know, Mustamil will come out. He was down to earth to the sense that he would take us on nature walks. Take us on nature walks. And then he would take us in the night to see the stars. And he would teach us about the constellations. You know, he would sit there Fridays, nights, teach us Nagunim of years past. With so much regis. Ever heard the Nagunim that he used to sing? He was a Bucky Muflig in Alta Nagunim. Maybe later on it was different. When I was in Camp Aguda, Friday nights, one of the highlights, never forget. The Nagunim from Yaren Tzurik, and he would tell us where this Nagun comes from and where this Nagun comes from. The Gainis, the brilliance. Appreciate the free Kedairis. It was a whole world spectrum of chachma between telling us about Kiddush HaChodesh to Nagunim and at the same time to take care of my Shabbat Kamiyav. The whole summer he was busy with my Shabbat Kamiyav. The whole summer he was busy. So my Shabbat Kamiyav, I don't remember my Shabbat Kamiyav. Tell the Chacham that Nebuch went through the war. It wasn't easy to sit with him. He used to sit at Rebelsky's table. Rebelsky was busy with him and he cared about him. I remember how many times Rebelsky would tell me that he would tell me Machzichah that he, for Shabbos, that he's taken care of. Machzichah that he has clothing, a change of clothing for Shabbos. And he instructed us. One hand is a given in the Himlet, the moon and the stars, and at the same time, it was Avi Avi, took care of the Pratim, of the person. Later went to Eretz Yisrael, came back, I learned the Mir, came back, learned in Lakewood, and then I moved to New York, I moved to New York. As soon as I moved to New York, I knew my heart drew me back to Rebbe. I knew I had to go back. I was already at a Shtela Rebbe, Yeshiva. But the first Shabbos was the first week I moved into Brooklyn, back to Borough Park. I went to Tarvid Das, and I met him in the hall. Unassuming. Those days, there wasn't even a frock. It wasn't a Hamburg. This blue jacket. I tell him, Rebbe, I'm back. Tell me, any shiurim that Rebbe gives that I could come to? So he says, shiurim, b'stachar ha-sheshiva. Ha-sheshivas don't come to shiurim. So I told Rebbe, you know, you're never too old, and you're never too learned. to learn by an Adam Gadol. He smirked. I don't know if he didn't like the compliment, Chveisnisht. But he told me, okay, I give a Chumash. And so I came to this Chumash. Yeah. Went every week. Anybody who knows the Chumash, it was on the spot. We didn't prepare it. In the Rayonis. And like I said, afterwards I had the Matan Schara Bitzida that I was able to ask him shyless and patiently. I reflect Emphan. He sat there. Another one. Okay, it's Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos. I don't think it ever happened. I'm telling you the truth, Rabbi. If you know me, I say the truth. I say it the way it is. I don't think he ever told me, okay, it's time to go. It was always the other way around. I always used to say, okay, Rabbi, I think it's too much. I think I'm bothering Rabbi too much. It never happened. I think all the years, I must have sat there 5 years. And every Friday after the shiur, I sat there with, I used to make up the shiurs. The shiur, most of them were made up just like to be able to get halacha from him. And he would answer me and answer, and then show me and explain to me. It never happened. They should say, oh, okay, it's time to go. Shengenug. I hope that doesn't mean that no one's going to tell me Shengenug. It's 2:30. It's time to go. Nachat pamenut. Okay, so it's a special few moments. At a gadol hador that I fuck my words. The next few years, they'll start to look back and they'll realize what we had and what we lost. It's going to take a while. I'm telling you, I'm not going to chop. Take a while. Because there's no tmurasi, there's nothing like this. It's unique, it was something big, special. Yiddur Rebbe was paisik. What is a paisik? It fits into Avi Avi. I want to tell you two stories, Rabbi Yisrael. Two meredik and maises. Talmud of mine once called Erev Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos, with a Shaila Chamura night. Mamisha was negated Friday night. A Shaila Chamura, a very complicated Shaila, very difficult. It's really a Chamadik Shaila. So I told the Talmud, the Emes is, I don't feel old enough to pass on such a Shaila. And I don't have the experience. I know I'm your Rebbe, I know it's my responsibility. But I don't think that I could take a chrayis. You want, I could call Rav Belsky. Now, I met him before. Had I known, I would have brought it to him. I'll call Rav Belsky. Are you willing to follow the psak? Stam Rufin. He said, yeah. Okay. I called up the Rebbetzin. She should be gesund. She picked up the phone. And an entire das style. You know, today, when you call, even if the Rav is available, he's memela not available. Not available, that's the way it works today. Even if you're unavailable, call back. It's always standard, you know. Shiva Ramesha used to pick up the phone. Today, it's not that simple. Unavailable. I remember the Zedeflex, Zagin Ashaf Vertel. So they all ask, if the brachas come, what do you mean visigucha? They'll reach you. So after you see when a person becomes big, famous, makes money, he's unreachable. So the bracha is, you should be able to be reached. You should be able to be available. Okay. Rebbe was available. He was available. Unless he was busy with a thousand other shaylos. But he was available if he picked up. In true form, it's not that Rebbetzin picked up, he's not available. But you got a true answer. Rabbi Belsky is in the shower for Shabbos. I can't tell you how I appreciate and how I'll miss that. Honesty. Belsky's in the shower for Shabbos. So I tell him, Rebbetzin, is it okay if I call back right after he comes out of the, you know, the right moment after he comes out of the shower, because it's, I said, it's not a pikuach nefesh. It's not pikuach nefesh, but it's a really a shayla chamura. It's the gate to Shabbos. She says to me, Rabbi Belsky runs into the shower. He runs out of the shower. He quickly gets dressed. He runs to shul. To be mechav in that moment, he pum, you're not going to make it. It's impossible to catch the moment. So she sees that, what do we do? So she said, it's really urgent. I said, yes, Rebinson. Okay, I'll call him out of the shower. Before I had a chance to say, Rebinson, no, no. She put the phone down. She ran. Rebelsky runs from the shower. Comes out of the shower. He tells him, give me a minute. And he makes an ashiyatzar. And he thinks a minute. It was a shel chamur. Usually Rebbe never had to think. You know, he thought a half a second and gezakt. He thought. To me, he came running out of the shower, out of breath. He was running. He says, give me a minute. Ashiyatzar. Ashiyatzar. That's a pesik. What a pesik is. People don't realize that part of what a the Mesiras Nefesh, what a Rebbe has for a dayr, that he carries a dayr. When we look at people, yeah, we look at the picture, he's like Chanukalicht. Nam Talula Metanesik, those are the easy things that they do. Lulav and the Esrik, Halanem and Lulav and Esrik, Halalich, light candles, Chanukah. The real world of the gadol, the real gadlus, the real helikait, drishas elikim, is these things that nobody will ever know about unless you experienced it firsthand. I want to tell you another story. Rebbe had people that, because he said what he felt, he had misnagdim. He had people that, you know, nobody wants to hear the truth, and nobody wants to accept when the gadol puts his foot down. They don't want to hear it. I was once sitting by a chumash shir. After the chumash, I was sitting there, and talking to him and learning shailas, and a guy walks in into the room. Yes, the 11th grade classroom in Teir Vidas. He walks in with a crowbar. When I find them kvitching, yeah, he starts screaming. Rabbi Belsky, and I'm putting in the rabbi of this, because I can't repeat it any other way. So I added the word rabbi. Rabbi Belsky, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to whack you. You'll be meichel for a psak that the Rosh Hashiva Rebbe gave. I was sitting there. I thought for sure that there's going to be bloodshed. I was sitting there. I said to myself, how did I be in the wrong place at the wrong time? I'm almost thought that. And if Rebbe remember, Rebbe, the neck, he had a little bit, he didn't, wasn't able to turn his neck completely, like I said, because he was tall. So I saw he gave like a little bit of move to the side. He saw the guy ran out. So maybe the guy was just trying to be moicha, I don't know. I don't know what this, you know, there's no heliga. Ness, Moifus, Meisa. This guy ran out. Okay. He turns to the people and he says, I don't recognize this guy. He's not one of the regulars. He's not one of the regulars. I was terrified. I can't tell you how terrified I was. I came home, I told my wife, I was traumatized by it. This guy. He told, I think it was Heshy, he told Heshy Wolf, call him back. Yeah. Call him back. Ask him. I'll tell him I'll talk to him. Let me see what he wants. Rosvilla, you know. Loisaguru Mipnaish. He was not afraid. Not afraid. He was strong. He was tough when it came to. And the truth is, I don't have those midas. I talk the truth. I'm not so tough and I'm not so stark and fearless, but I was attracted to it. I was attracted to that midah, maybe because the opposites, but then I realized the midas ha'emes that was the shayrish of all this gevura was so strong. He believed with the full conviction that this is the emes. That emes attracted many people. Attracted me. That's what a Pesach is. I want to tell you another thing about Pesach. Ramesha Reb Yankiv by him was every third word. Ramesha Reb Yankiv, Ramesha Reb Yankiv. You hung around long enough, you got a tremendous year of Sakovid for Ramesha Reb Yankiv. His psukim was always Ramesha Reb Yankiv, Reb Henkin, Ramesha Reb Yankiv, eh? With humility, there was a certain Ramesha Reb Yankiv. He once told me that he believed that Ramesha Reb Yankiv didn't belong in this dar. He told me that Ramesha Reb Yankiv was from Dairis before. Now, the Rabbeinu Shleilim gave us a gift. After the Melchama, Ramesha Reb Yankiv today, Uvba in Klal Yisrael, Vaita, Uvba in Torah in America, told us to me. He says they had no shy. They were way bigger. They didn't fit Bechlal in the dar. He says they were Matnas Alekim and Matana. I remember I was once talking to him about the sugya and halacha about a fetus. You know, it was a controversial topics. Hamesha had a mahalach. And it revolves around the Gemara, Bitke Demaya. So it revolves around the Maya Ba'alma. I'm sorry, not Bitke Demaya. Maya Ba'alma, that the first 40 days is Maya Ba'alma. It's a very controversial topic. So I remember he said to me something, Hafla fella. He said that this is Emes Lamitei. This is what Ramesha said about the union of abortion. It's Emes Lamitei. He says it's about how to read a piece of Gemara. Kipshutai, it seems like the opponents are correct. But in reading of the Gemara, there was no one like Ramesha. And I would follow blindly what Ramesha read a Gemara, because nobody was able to read a Gemara like Ramesha. It's halacha l'meisha m'sinai. Zayim pshat in the Gemara. Such conviction. Ramesha. And he defended Ramesha. People don't realize the Erev. Forgive me if I bring it up. It hurts me terribly. He's staunch because the Shiva Ramesha. Ramesha said, it was by him, Das Teira. This is what it is. And he went to give up his own covet for it. You think it's easy, Rabbi Isai? You think it's easy to stand there and get attacked? It's not easy. He's a smart man. He was bright. And I'm not getting into the Shaila, Rabbi Isai. Really, this is not the point. The point is to show you when a person believes that this is what's right and he fights for it. If you don't mind, give me 2 more minutes, Rabbi Say. Shiva Rebbe was a tremendous Mabitz Teira. He went to Queens to my yeshiva, the questions and answers. He did them all over. Remember, he went to Westgate. We had to see him Hashas. All over. He never said no. So I once asked him, Rebbe, you don't get tired? And the truth was, he was tired. That's the real truth. He kept on answering and answering. There was never a time limit. So I said, Rebbe, you don't get tired? So he says, I want you to know something. To me, my passion in life is to educate people in Torah. It's educating, and he kept on repeating, understand, educating people in Torah. Das ist mein ganze, Ata das ist mein ganze. He never said no. He never ever said no to a shir. I want to tell you, I once came for a chumash shir. It was 2-3 days before Pesach. 2-3 days before Pesach. My children already were out of school because it was already... My wife wanted them out of the house. Had to clean for Pesach, so I had to take them with me if I wanted to go to the shir. So I bring them with me to Teir Vidas. When I tell them, you'll come, you'll see Reb Velsky, you got a picture with Rebbe, you know. I gave them an incentive. All right. Kids, I come in there. There were 2 other people. It was Mamash right before Yom Tov, right before Pesach. There were 2 other people. He comes in there. He says, is the Chumash here? No, was? No. He goes, ah, drei, which means me and the two other, und zwei Kinder, finif, there's going to be a Chumash here. And he said a Chumash here for an hour, exactly the way the Chumash here was supposed to be. Five people, three Talmidim, me included. Two Talmidim, me, and the two children. That was... I have a Talmud of Barry Finkelstein told me a Meiridike Zach. And I noticed this because I kept on listening to all the different question answer shiurim he gave. He was crying by one of them that he gave here in Lakewood. And he said, you don't understand how there is nothing more in the world that I would love, and no other place in the world I'd love to be, than to be here, to talk to you, B'nai Taiva, and learn it. He said, it's Chel Hashem. You're the Chel Hashem. Levizel, Marbazai taught me the Chacham. Listen to the question, answer Shirim. He always used to answer, finish with this Nusach. Zaychazayim, Marbazayim, Klal Yisrael, Teira, and like this will greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. I'd like to end with the following. I see the time, half a second, and I'll finish. I could tell you from today till tomorrow, but Mamish Nachas Sekunda Rabbeisai. Even the mensch, a simple level. It's not that he just only loved to teach Torah and he loved Clark. He loved people. He was very devoted. I made a kiddush for a daughter of mine. I was talking to him by the Chumash here, after the Chumash here, and all of a sudden I got a phone call, and I knew the phone was my wife. She went into labor. So I told him, so I said, Rebbe, I'm sorry that I picked up, but I knew what it was about. And because I had to promise when I went that if she calls, I leave in the middle. That was the upmach. So I promised. I kept my word. I picked up. So I told him, Rebbe, I'm sorry if I picked up, but I have to leave. He said, what do you have to leave? Don't worry. It's not. Yeah. Instead of saying, okay, good, he's going. Okay, that's it, Shane. So he sits there and he's telling me, you know all the halachas of childbirth was Erev Shabbos. You know all the halachas of childbirth for Shabbos. And he's sitting there and telling me, I said, Rebbe, I think I have to go. No, don't worry. It's good. It's they make it worse than it is. Okay. Kitzit, the baby, was born. It was a girl. I made a kiddush. It was a 20-minute walk from Tari Vidas. It was a Rebbe Batshul, Chatzelus Hasharim. So I tell him, Rebbe, I'm making a kiddush Shabbos. He tells me, you're not going to invite me? You had the baby while you were talking to me. You're not going to invite me? I said, Rebbe, it's a 20-minute walk. It's a kiddush. You think by a kiddush anybody's interested in more than the kugel? You think anybody's interested in more than the kugel? You're not even going to be able to say it to Rebbe. You're not going to get it in. He says, was ist schlecht, dass ich komme nicht über Brache? I said, Rebbe, even that they don't want to hear for more than a half a minute. The oilam is not holding my lip. He says, "Una halbe minuta bracha by dir sa kleine kite." He tells me once more, "Say chepes." He walked the 20 minutes. He kept his word. It was under a minute. It was under a minute. Gave the bracha, and he left. I end with this. Chazal tell us a Rebbe's a father. I never understood it. I never understood. What does it mean, a Rebbe's a father? I never understood it. It's the first time when Rebbe got sick, I started to chap what it is. Of Yavi, Rechev Yisrael, of Harashev, a Rebbe's a father, Rebbe's. Rebbe Shimon Meir Tzayisha. And like I said, the day will come, we'll look back and we'll realize the loss, the Aveda. Tremendous aveda we had last week with the patira of Rebbe Levi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.